News Radio 101 FM, 1210, precisely. And 84 degrees in downtown Decatur. It is hour number two of Decatur Today. Jeff Daly with you until one this afternoon. The Ramsey Show coming your way after that. And of course, as you just heard, we'll have Mark Levin for you at seven tonight. But before that, of course, Dana, she comes your way from three until six each weekday afternoon. And we follow that with the Ben Shapiro Show. And then, again, Levin after that. And we round out your night with, Joe Pags from 10 until midnight. Right now, though, it is, as I said, 1210, and off and running we go to the phone lines and touch base with our friend Ted Dabrowski, the president of WirePoints and WirePoints.org. He visits with us every couple of weeks here on News Radio 101 FM. Well, a very good afternoon to you, sir. It feels like summertime here in central Illinois. I don't know where you're at.
Well, we're getting there, Jeff. We're not far away, right?
So, exactly.
We'll get some surprises sometime in May the other way.
So. Let's just hope they're not too brutal. Let's put it that way. Always good to catch up with you, my friend. One of the things that you mentioned the possibility to talk about, and I actually had been thinking about this as well, the bending of the truth by the media, and I always think about that famous quote, and I know it was a slip of the tongue because President Biden does that nonstop. We choose, facts over truth. Well, you know what? You gotta have facts. Facts are facts. But when the media doesn't tell you all of the facts, basically the governments and others can get away with basically whatever they want, can't they?
Well, that's exactly what's happening. And, I think everybody who's following what's happening on the campuses across the country, where you get the protesters on the for Palestine and all that's going on, creates a big mess. And so the question is, what's true and what's not? And, I think we have that question across all these different crises that we seem to have on a weekly basis. And, that's one of the things we try to do at WirePoints is try to get to the facts, because the facts are helpful, right? They usually tell you the story of what's going on. But, my colleague Mark Glennon wrote about what's going on at Northwestern University right there in Evanston.
Right.
And, they've got a professor there, a journalism professor, a guy named Stephen Thrasher. And, he's just outright direct saying, forget facts, forget objectivity. He says, our goal is to bring, our goal is to bring, and I'm just looking for the quote here. Advocacy journalism, right? Woke journalism. So, just say what your emotions are. Say what you want to advocate for. Forget the facts.
Right.
And so it's becoming really dangerous because, there's a lot of young people out there who don't know the facts. They're motivated by emotions and false narratives, and there you go. You got a mess, and you got people. Some people don't know what they're advocating for, but they're on the social justice move, and so there they go.
And that is just mind-boggling to me, and just blows my mind, because Northwestern, the journalism school at Northwestern, was kind of like the gold standard for a very, very long time, and now you've got people saying, you've got a professor who is actively saying, no, we need to be advocates. We have to have an agenda, and it's our agenda, and the truth be damned, to tell you the truth, and that's basically what he's telling these students.
Yeah, and that's what makes our work a little easier at WirePoints. They'll say things that go counter the truth, right? A typical example are the newspapers in Illinois who say, graduation rates are at all time highs, and our kids are, they're learning more. But then you look at the actual data, and it tells you the opposite.
Right.
Or that the graduation rate might be true, but it doesn't tell you the real story. And the real story is that most of the kids can't read who are graduating. At least certainly not based on the SAT scores.
Right.
So, this is what's fascinating about a guy like Thrasher and the School of Journalism, because if our journalists are learning from such an activist like Thrasher, then what do we expect our newspapers and other sources of media to become? They become just big social justice proponents, and there you go. We lose our ability to know what's true. We lose our ability to get both sides of an argument, and And then, you know, that's why so many people are confused now.
Well, and again, as we visit with Ted Dabrowski, the president of the Wire Points on News Radio 101 FM, you can also look at this when it comes to crime. You know, sure, they're reporting that crime numbers are down. The reason they're down is because people aren't reporting crime anymore, because they know they're basically on their own at this stage.
Well, that's certainly one of them, but when it comes to crime, I think it just goes out to just outright deception, because
right. They
say crime is down. Maybe murders are down, but overall, you know, violent crimes are up. So, you know, it depends. You know, it always comes back to what you cherry pick too, right? You can always find one piece of data to do that. But you know, we hit a 5-year high in major crimes in Chicago last year. You know, 5-year high in major crimes, and yet the narrative out there was that crime is down, and so it's just not truthful. But now that said, there's other places that will just, you know, change the narrative just because it sounds good.
And the sad part is that, you know, the common everyday ordinary average person, you know, may not be as plugged in as, you know, maybe their friends or neighbors, and so they just, you know, they just accept it for the truth. Well, in reality, they'd be shocked if they actually started doing a little, just a very, very basic digging on their own.
Yeah, and, you know, this is another good example. Is you know, we got lots of national attention on this, but, you know, they tried to say, oh, murders were down last year, and they were down slightly, but you know, they ignored the fact that Chicago still had had the highest number of murders for 12 years, and it was the 12th year that Chicago had the most murders in the country. And so, you know, those are kind of contextual things that are important to understanding where things are.
Right.
But they ignore that kind of stat.
And it really is, you know, another way that works to the politicians' advantages as well, is that, you know, the state of Illinois got, you know, big payouts from the federal government during COVID. And that money, you know, really made the budget numbers look nice. That money will run out eventually, and it's going away. And, you know, I know the governor is out there saying that we've got more than enough tax revenue to cover his $52 billion budget. I don't truly believe that, because the tax revenue doesn't equal or doesn't keep up with what's needed to continue funding his plans in that budget, because once you take out, if you take out the COVID money, it's totally upside down.
That's right. And, you know, and that COVID money is not going to be there unless we get new bailouts. And, you know, that's not in the cards right now for sure. Yeah, then things will be tougher. What's interesting, and this is an example of what's going on, and sorry, I'm using another Chicago example here, but they have some COVID money left, and they just announced they're going to use some of that COVID money to you know, to make these basic income payments to people.
I saw that yesterday. Yeah,
you know, and you know, universal basic income. That whole concept is that we're going to hand out money to people regardless of whether they work or not. We're just going to give them X amount of money a year. Well, you know, this is interesting because they want to use the last bit of COVID money to create the program. You know, universal basic income is supposed to be something that you do every year. Well, if you're using the last bit of COVID money, that means next year the money's gone. So, right, we're creating these programs. They're not real programs, right? They're more political spending. It's just,
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, exactly right. But I mean, you know, but in the end, it's all about, and that's, I hate to say it and I hate to put it this way, but it's almost like trying to bribe your voters. That's really what it boils down to. And he's had a rough, his first year, he has not had, Mayor Johnson in Chicago has not had a good year.
No, and you know, we wrote about that yesterday, and you know, anyway you cut it, he's had a tough year. You know, a lot of people didn't expect him to have a good year. Obviously some people did, they voted for him. But a lot of people were skeptical, and you know, he's met a lot of those expectations, you know, on crime, on the migrants, on education. The list is pretty negative against him.
Without a question. Again, visiting with Ted Dabrowski, the president of Wire Points on News Radio 101 FM. Always good to catch up with him every couple of weeks here on the show. One of the things that's, you know, getting back to the whole lack of facts can lead to just basically apathy by folks, especially when it comes rolling around to a election time, because they hear not only the political candidates throwing, you know, things at each other, and you really have a hard time weighing that out. Again, people lose trust in their journalistic institutions, and so people just kind of basically just get apathetic, and that's why I think we see what we have had with the March primary with the terrible voter turnout.
Well, yeah, you know, we talked about that a bit before, and now you have the full numbers out. And, you know, across the state, 81% of registered voters didn't come out and vote. I mean, think about that. It's almost like nobody cares. You know, when just 19% come out to vote, do you really have a decision of the people? Or is it just a decision of the few who came out? And so is it just accidental voting almost, you know?
Right.
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs. And then, you know, you can have everybody complaining about things, but 81% of the people didn't show up.
Right. And then the roast, you know, the rest of us who actually did get out and vote, you know, we say, well, why didn't you vote? Well, I just didn't care. You know, I make a point of going to the polls. You know, I'm fine if people want to early vote. They have made voting so incredibly easy, and the simple fact that people just are not engaged and didn't plug into it could have something to also do with the nonstop election cycle that this country lives in and has lived in for the past, 10 years probably.
Well, yeah, it's interesting. So this is the lowest primary turnout in since 1960. So, you know, and what's interesting about that, you just mentioned that, you know, we've in theory made it so easy to vote, right? You can vote anytime almost, you can vote from anywhere. So, you know, you would think that would help bring the numbers up, and maybe it doesn't, because maybe it just takes away from that urgency or immediacy and that moment of voting, where you don't care anymore, you don't pay attention anymore. And, you know, maybe that's it. It's hard to say, but, I think the other part is, you got all this gerrymandering, so there's a lot of races that don't have candidates, so it doesn't matter if I vote, right? And so you got this apathy where it just doesn't matter if I vote. Then you got the people who don't trust voting at all, right? There's a decent school of those people who say, my vote's, you know, there's fraud, so why should I bother, especially with all this mail-in voting and all that.
Talking about the lack of candidates, do you think a lot of people, you know, and I maybe even I'm guilty of this, because there would be no way that I would ever run for election, because I just don't want to go through the scrutiny and the nightmare and the people, you know, trying to constantly play gotcha with me. You know, do you think that, you know, the politicians that are currently holding office are so entrenched now that it's almost like warfare to them, to where, you know, if they get somebody who comes up against them, they're going to push back and push back hard.
Yeah, it's very much the case. You know, once you get in office, you're entrenched, especially if they've redrawn the maps in your favor.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, gosh, you know, if I'm in the same party, why would I take on that person? They've got the incumbency, but then if you're in the other party, then you definitely say, why should I even bother running? My gosh, it's 80 to 20 against me. Why would I even start? So, you know, we're destroying that ability for people to take on some risk. Like you said, there's risk to begin with in running, because you're opening yourself up to attack, but even more so that you're open to attack and you're going to get beat badly anyway, so why bother?
Yeah, and then you've got to also consider the fact that it circles, as it become full circle to what we started talking about, was, you know, the facts basically being obscured or just flat out not reported by media outlets, and that also goes true with, you know, commercial advertising for politicians as well. You know, the facts are just a convenient thing at that point, not necessarily the case.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, and then you got the other side of the, you know, non-facts or misinformation.
Right.
It's all, you know, it's all over the place. That's why, you know, it takes a lot of discipline and a lot of planning. And, you know, we've got a long way to go to figure this out in Illinois. But, you know, I think this is really interesting, just looking at the statistics of the primary turnout. In March of this year, Sangamon County, where of course we have Springfield, our capital,
right,
just 13.9% of people turned out to vote.
That's pitiful.
And not that it should be any different than other cities, but, you know, there you would think that you have the civic mentality, right? I'm going to go out and get engaged because I got the capital here. I hear the news all the time. I know what's going on. I'm going to make a difference. And yet, you know, there's 135,000 registered voters there, and only 19,000 showed up. You know, just 14%.
It's just abysmal. And, you know, and hopefully, I don't know if it'd be in a presidential election coming up in November, if, you know, hopefully people will actually turn out in force. I have a feeling that by the time we get to November, everybody is going to be so weary of what, you know, of everything that has gone on since, you know, between now and then. I just worry that those numbers are still going to be just awful coming up in the fall.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I can tell you that because, you know, there's going to be a lot of, eyeballs on Illinois and Chicago because of the Democratic National Convention is there in August. And so, you know, with a backdrop of the crime, with a backdrop of all these protests, and, you know, there's a high potential that this, you know, Palestinian Middle East protest reach a crescendo then could really make a difference in what happens here. So that could be scary. I hope not. But it certainly will be something to watch for.
It's ironic you brought that up. I just had that conversation with my wife the other night. I said, you know what? This could be just a very, very, very rough summer for the Democrats up in Chicago with these protests, because these protesters, they don't care what party you're with. They're going to try to make their voice known. And, man, I'll tell you what, the Democratic National Convention could be a prime target for them coming up later on this summer.
Yeah, it's something to keep an eye on, and hopefully we don't get craziness. But
absolutely right. No worries about the facts there at WirePoints. Always online at wirepoints.org. You guys have a newsletter folks can sign up for, and if they want a great aggregation of news, you know, that focuses on facts. It's amazing how that works. Just go to wirepoints.org, right, to sign up for that and to get their daily news. Correct.
Yeah, that's right, wirepoints.org. And, you know, and what we do that's important is we put out both sides as well. You know, we run both sides that are interesting. We don't run things that are crazy on either side because that doesn't make sense. But both sides, and then, of course, we have our commentary, and we try our best to be as data-centric as possible to kind of find the real story that's going on, or at least you can use that data. Anybody can use that data to help them make their minds about things. So,
absolutely right. Ted, a pleasure as always catching up. I hope you have a great afternoon, and we will talk again in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, sir. You guys take care.
You too. Ted Dabrowski, the president of WirePoints on News Radio 101 FM.